So before you go on, just to pick up, since you brought up these agents, anything new and exciting? Every time I hear about PI3 kinase inhibitors, I kind of haven't really heard any great clinical stuff, and I thought it was because they didn't work. And then somebody I was interviewing said, "Oh, no, they work fine. It's just you can't get it in them because it's too toxic." Is that the case?
Well, they're pretty toxic. They work well preclinically. In people, they don't work so great. I mean, you know, we're talking about progression-free survival improvements of a couple of months. So in the tacolizumab study that was recently reported, Sandpiper, there was a small improvement in progression-free survival. Depending on how it was analyzed, it was significant or not, but it was pretty toxic, and the decision was not to develop the drug further. It has been rumored, I think this was actually more than a rumor, I think it was in a press release, that the alpha-selective agent, which is often referred to as BYL, it is superior to endocrine therapy alone. We haven't seen the results yet. The question is going to be how much superior and is it worth going further? But I think that the bottom line is, compared to where we thought we would be with these drugs, it's been a disappointment.